industry-wide, we're looking at 20% increase on the actual sales on organic. So, yeah, it's nothing but up at this point. It's all consumer-driven, so that's the whole thing. We're looking at making sure that, you know, we're going to meet the demands of the consumer, and so that's what's driving our procurement efforts at this point.
How about the people that are going into organic production? Have you seen a groundswell in that, or is it steady?
Well, it's a challenge, actually. Yeah. There's, for us, the biggest part of what we do at Crop Cooperative is dairy, and so the pool of farmers that we're looking at, you know, are conventional dairy people, right? And unfortunately, we see that that's a diminishing field at this point. With the high conventional feed, you know, prices and that kind of thing, that's, you know, it's easier for people just to give up. And of course, the population's getting older. The average age of the dairy farmer is getting up there, so we're seeing just natural attrition. So our pool of which we can draw from is shrinking. And so that's a major challenge for us.
Also a challenge when there's $20 milk out there?
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, it's okay for us. Actually, like I've been telling people here at the Expo here, that milk price is actually a good thing. It's actually a good time for conventional farmers to consider going to organic, because their cost during that last 12 months of transition for their dairy herds is actually a good time to go, because they're getting a better price for that time. So that kind of buffers the extra cost involved as far as buying in extra organic feed versus conventional. So that's actually a good thing for us.
What are the key factors in a producer making the decision to transition to organic?
Typical or the perfect candidate or prospect for us would be someone who's a grazing kind of a person, okay, and someone who's really got their soils in good shape, because everything starts at the soil level. So we tend to find that the biological farmers are really our best candidates, but that's where we kind of concentrate our effort. We start from there. Winning over a true conventional farmer, if they're not thinking biologically and sustainable and organic, I mean, that's a challenge. And so, I mean, there's always that challenge that we're going to have there.
It's a train of thought, really, isn't it?
It really is. It's a mindset. And again, it all starts at the soil level, goes through the crops and through the cattle, the livestock, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it really can be a mindset, overcoming your mind. And it's interesting how the psyche of people can really be interesting.
And you really support each other, don't you?
We do. It's really, well, we are the nation's largest organic cooperative. And so, yeah, exactly. We totally work together. The wonderful thing about the organic industry is the fact that, you know, you've got certifiers, you've got seed people, you've got agronomists, and of course, you know, end users such as ourselves, marketing outfits, cooperative that we are. And there's this spirit of cooperation. It's like no other. It really is fun to be a part of.
You need producers right now.
We do. We really do. We're looking at we just had a meeting here a couple weeks ago, and the national procurement is going full bore right now. I mean, we're looking at 12 months, 24 months, 36 months out. We're probably looking at 250 farms to our co-op. So major, major push right now.
So if a person is serious in considering this, how do they go about it? What's the process?
Well, the process is, if you're truly a conventional farmer, okay, so from the last prohibited input, so typically it's a use of a herbicide or an insecticide kind of a thing, or a treated seed, it could be treated seed as well. 36 months after that, those crops are certifiable organic. So when we're talking dairy, which is the bulk of what we do here at Crop Cooperative Organic Valley, you have to transition your herd for another 12 months, okay? So, there's a process involved there. There's a reason for the 36-month transition, and that is, you know, you're trying to get your soils lined up, you're looking at balancing your minerals, you know, getting that biological activity in the soils up and rolling. So there's a reason for that. And it's a bit of a cleansing period too, and then, of course, the 12-month transition on the livestock, that's one other thing. I mean, that's that transition period, so, and that's how the rule is.
In the end, net profitability pays for it, though?
Well, I'll just put it to you this way. We have very few farmers who actually transition to organic, get on our truck. If things are going well and are doing like all those things I told you that you need to do, starting with your soils, getting your minerals balanced, getting your livestock into it and rolling, we have very few farmers that leave the truck. It's very rare that we'll have someone go back to conventional production.
And if they'd like more information?
If they do, yeah, they can contact us at Organic Valley. We're on the web, organicvalley.coop. You can go on, just Google Organic Valley, or we can call our farmer hotline, 1-888-809-9297, and we'd love to talk to anybody.